And I think it's important maybe at this point to kind of talk a little bit about the idea of the difference between having a business or building a business and then building a movement and sustaining a movement, and how there's kind of two different, those things are two different things. I think gym owners are going to resonate with the concept of movement building instead of business building, because that's more in line with what at least our gym owners of what they're doing. You're not just building, right? Like, you're not just building a business that maybe one day you hope to, like, it makes a lot of money and then you can sell it and move on to do the next thing and kind of be a serial entrepreneur where it's like you hear these people that open up all these businesses and then sell them. And I think that one of the best ways that I ever heard it broken down of like the idea of building a business and building a movement would be like, look at Walmart. Without Googling it, do you know who the owner of Walmart is? Who's the main person that's in control and CEO of Walmart?
I wouldn't have a clue.
Not a chance. And when the person did this with me, I was like, no, I don't know who that is. It's like, okay, so take a look at Walmart. Really successful business, right? Ignore the fact of like, you know, slave labor or anything that could get it people fussy about Walmart. It's an incredible.
They do business really well.
They do it really well, right? That's it. And now look at Oprah Winfrey.
Yeah.
And the idea of taking somebody as far as like both of those women. So Walmart, I don't remember her name, but it's a woman that controls Walmart as well. And on both sides, their overall value is like pretty close as far as like Walmart and Oprah. The difference is where Oprah, from her angle, has this massive wave of influence. And maybe that's really where I'm driving, is this idea of the difference of a business and the difference of like movement makers and movement creators are, it's just this influence over the folks that are in your world. It's like, how do you influence the people around you? And I think that gym owners definitely are experiencing what it means to be a movement maker or a movement, someone that owns a movement in their communities, just by the sheer ripple effect that a gym can have.
Well, ripple effect is the right word, John. That's the waves that like traverse out into your community once people start attending your gym. Any person from any circle of friends, any work, any whatever, if somebody starts and you guys are doing it right, they start getting results and they feel good. And that goes back, like, this is, I think, aligning with this thing that we are making sure that we create a movement and not a business is like one of the centerpieces of what I think makes gym owners the type of people we want to be working with anyways, is because this thing isn't it's by its nature a movement. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like that's purely in the nature of it. You can't have an impact, if you're doing it right, on hundreds and hundreds of people's lives every year in your community and not have that have a ripple effect, and not have people talk about it, not have that people feel good, and not have that change the lives of, you know, the families at home with your clients and the people around. People talk about it, changes people. And I think that connecting with that movement idea is one of the centerpieces of what we're trying to do here.
Yeah. And again, it's always trying to model. Like, I'm always trying to think about like, how can we show them this happening in real time? What can we be doing? And so this is this idea of, okay, what does it mean to build a movement then? Like, if we need to build a movement to do this the right way and to make sure that we are resonating with the right people, we need to build a movement that then attracts our people, our gym owners. There's hundreds, millions, maybe hundreds of thousands of gym owners that probably exist in the world. And the reality is that I'm not interested in all gym owners. We're not interested in everybody. We're interested in people that align. And so in order to be able to make sure that everyone kind of can recognize one another, right, is that this idea of, okay, then what do we want our movement to look like? Like, who do we want our people to be? And so this is kind of where it's, and if you're a gym owner, this is also something where you can be looking at of like, what do you want your people to be? Like, the people that are in your gym, what do you want them to be? And then more importantly is, once you establish like what you want them to be, you've established the foundation, what do you want them to do? Like, what's mm-hmm. then the next thing that happens? And then kind of the last phase, at least in the mental exercise and the things that we're doing on our end, is then once we know what we want them to do, then what do we want them to have in the future? Like, what do we want them to be able to achieve? And so it's not one of those things where we're with someone. It's not a transactional business. This is like, it's a game of strategy and long-term kind of relationship building. And that's at its core. Like, that's at the beginning of it. So it's never just like, I just need them to buy a shirt. That's at the end yeah. of the day, they buy the shirt, we're good. It's so much more than that. Like, the way you figure this out is you become, right, the phrase that we've come up with is you become what we're calling is a gym hacker. You yeah. become someone that then it's doing that hard look, hard assessment, come in and kind of hack into your gym, step back as though you're a third party person and go through the frameworks that we've talked about. Right? Take a look at your teams. Take a look at your tribe. How are you working with your people transactionally? But then start to take it even a step further. And really, this is what we have successfully done with people, that we don't even continue to work with them. We just do the initial like blueprint setup working, which we're calling like it's a GHB, right? Gym hacking blueprint idea, which is being able to kind of diagnostically assess and do a deep dive into your current gym and then kind of building this plan based off of these key points that we've successfully kind of been able to identify as all these pieces and how you build out your gym where, again, we've talked about it, you have things all over the place, take yeah. them all in, streamline them, and have that kind of come in line with your core of what you want your tribe to be. What does your team, what do you currently yeah. have that exists? Really just that, it's that organizational. And so that's, it's kind of that loaded thing. It's like, well, man, how do you decide what you want your people to be? And yeah. it's kind of like, it's work, one, right? It's going to be work to have it happen. And that, but two, once you kind of do that hard work, what's really important is that you don't just sit back on your laurels and be like, I'm really good at this.
The implementation gap in anything, in any field, in anything that you do, anytime you learn anything, there's lots of enthusiasm that comes from new information. Yeah. Like new information, a new plan, like there's just all this new potential energy out in my world, right? I'm just sitting here and, oh, I could do this. I could be anybody. I went to a seminar this weekend. I'm fired up. I learned A, B, C, and D. And then in my head, I got all these plans. And then it doesn't take much time. That momentum like dies off. Like human beings are absolute creatures of habit and momentum. And as mm-hmm. soon as momentum slows down, our willingness to start to like upend some old habits or old behaviors, or even in your business, your old systems, the old ways of doing things, the enthusiasm to undo those things moves, like fades away very quickly. And not right or wrong, it's just we get into maintenance mode in our business where it's like, well, someone's got to turn the lights on and somebody's got to lock the door, and there's like just all of these things that we fall right back into. And I would see it with sales training to business implementation to technical stuff to on the fitness side, like just regular movement seminars, coaching seminars, all the, you know, different niche educational products that we consume as coaches. You are no better. You're oftentimes we're better suited for those things immediately after you learn than you are a year, because you've stopped, you failed to implement a lot of the stuff. You never got the thing going. If you're going to go through this, and you should see all of the things that get you fired up about being a gym owner and fired up about your business and fired up about the future and potential. But it would be very disingenuous for us to just sell you on that emotion and then let it sit there. Let me grab a light here real quick, John. Is the thing that needs to happen is we need to hold your feet to the fire a little bit. And you have to go through the actual processes of implementing this thing. And that's why helping you identify is thing one. But making a process that's action-based on deliverables so that in the end your business looks like the thing that you want it to be and is the thing that you want it to be, instead of the thing your business, you want your business to be, just be being a thing that you talk about twice a year, you know?
And it can't be something, you're exactly right, of the idea of like when we go to seminars, or we go to events, we do these things and we invest in ourselves a little bit, right? You throw a little bit of skin in the game. You're never going to be more excited than right at that moment.
Yeah.
It's like, man, I'm going to get the hotel, or I'm going to do this and I'm going to do this. Then it's going to be awesome. And I'm going to write notes. And then you can soak it in, and you're all in. And the issue that I have found so many times when learning, either taking online courses or participating in seminars or learning anything that's new, is that I take all this information, which was great, oftentimes calling it maybe rah-rah is not right. Like, there's stuff where it's like, no, these are things you could do and you could do this, but it's all super theoretical. And that's what I found a lot of stuff was like, this is great information and it's great that it could theoretically work. It could do this or I could do that. And what I always found where I struggled was like, it would be great if I just had some like practical application stuff that I could follow, that I could take the stuff. Like, I totally understand. I get what you're saying. And I want to be able to apply it. I want to be able to start doing what you're talking about. But the person that was teaching me like all the things that I thought were awesome, at the end of the day, it ended up being more of like a really awesome conversation than like something I could actually go do. So then what's the people that figure it out, like the folks that like they figure out something awesome. It's like a lifetime of doing, right? And that's why they're awesome. And like, it's whatever your opinion may be of Wim Hof, right? But his ability to take a lifetime of stuff that he's learned and done, and in one YouTube video have you follow the stuff that he's saying, and for you to experience through just a couple of simple actionable steps to experience just a little bit of what he's talking about, it's like that quick emotional win that you need to be like, oh, okay. Like, I could do this. Like, I can actually do this. And that is the piece that I have found to be, you need to know what you're talking about, but knowing how to help someone implement and then experience that win is almost, if not more important than the knowledge that you're giving them. And I honestly have gotten sick and tired of being like, well, yeah, somebody needs help. And they go, okay, well, what do I do? I'm like, well, I got to look at your stuff. Yeah. Like, I got to take a look. Like, it's, and honestly, like, at this point, I don't have time. So do you got a lot of money to convince me to come in and look at all your stuff? Cause it's, and that's where I'm like, wait, like, this can be done better. Cause at the core, it's, I just want someone to do better or have more success. So how can we make things more accessible to allow gym owners to start to be able to do what we have been able to do now, kind of one-on-one. And that has been where it needed to be, where a lot of our focus became making things easy to remember, right? Reliable and repeatable. And when that started to be the lens that I looked at the things that we've done now for years, all of a sudden things started to kind of really come together. And that is kind of this blueprint mentality, this system that we're putting together and have put together that allow gym owners to just be able to say, all right, guys, do these steps, you know, steps 1 through 7. Once you're done with these steps, then you're going to go here, here, and here. And now go watch it work. And once you can get, because if you can get it to work, and then do it again and practice and go again and go again and again. Now it's like, whoa, like this is not just good advice. This is now something that I can do and apply everywhere, not just in this one, you know, one little area.
Yeah. Well, I think the good advice implemented well is like empowerment. Just make sure the gym is yours, right? That the customer experience is something that's reflective of what you want it to be, and that you are empowered to be compensated well as a gym owner for the impact your business has in a community, and in a way that allows your business to have a greater impact.
Yeah. So the ways that we're putting it together, so we are building out and have built out a system that allows a gym owner to come in and quickly do that hard, quick, hard assessment, get a blueprint of your stuff, just help you take a look at kind of 3 key components of your gym as it exists right now. organize it in such a way that then allows you to take the next step, which is most important, which is then being able to look at how can you take all the things that do exist in your gym and how can then organize those into actionable steps to then be able to build out, right? What does your offer look like when people come to your gym for the first time, the people that are in your gym currently, how are they set up to be able to be successful? And so this is where it's important that it's, you're not just taking people in for that first time they walk through the gym where they're going to pay, right, that membership fee. We want to make sure that you are putting every single person at a starting point on a journey that they have the ability, they have the capacity to grow and be inside your gym, inside your own tribe for 1, 2, 3, right? Multiple years into the future. That is not just a gym membership. You have to make sure you're taking care of people as they level up, you're there for them. And so that's definitely like our first level is get the blueprint. And within this blueprint, it's even more important that it's, we help show you exactly how to build it, as how to put your own stuff in the necessary steps, but then most importantly, how to action it is how to, what do you do next? And then because it needs to be, this is the thing that always has killed me. It's like, I want to learn a lot of great information and I'm willing to pay people quite a bit of money, right? To be able to get that information. But what's even more valuable for me is if someone can say, yes, this is going to cost $3,000, but you're going to be able to take this information and immediately turn it around. And in 30 days or less, you can make that $3,000 back. One of the best courses I ever took had something like that. It was $1,000 and it was like, and you're going to make $1,000, right? With these exact skills, and you're going to pay the course off. And I'm like, okay.
Well, that seems easy, right? You walk away with the skills.
Yeah, like I'm like, oh, okay, that sounds good. And so then I got in it. Was I skeptical? Totally.
Totally.
Did it work? Yeah. Like, and that was where I was like, okay, this is a different game. And I'm like, it was years ago. I'm like, when I finally get the opportunity to be able to take something and be able to boil it down and put it into a system for people to be able to action, I'm like, this has to be the guarantee. This has to be something. Otherwise, it's not worth building. Someone has to be able to
Anything we can't get behind, like on that level, is something I don't want to be the first step, because I don't want the first step to be pay us money and the second step to be simply pay us more money. You know what I mean? That first step needs to, in my opinion, cover our ass and prove our concept. And then from there, we're good to go. Like then you have all the tools to make money, and you have all the tools to spend money on us and anyone else as you choose going forward. By us doing this for you, it's a simple math equation for us as a business here, as gym hackers, is it's like, well, I need you to have money, so I want you to make money so that you can pay me money to help you make more money. This is such a simple equation for us here. And so it's not in our best interest to take and take and take and take. You said there's a lot of gym owners out there. There's not enough for us to deliver a product that doesn't work for very long. We want to make sure that you can absolutely implement and get out every penny you've stuck into this right away. And then know that, boy, now you're sitting in a place where you have a very, very, very bright future knowing how to use these tools. And then you're starting to ask questions that maybe you wouldn't be willing to ask before. Now you have different questions to ask, which is a lot better than, how do I get more members? You know.
With 100%. And understand that we didn't get here by accident.
Yeah.
Right? Because we've told the story before, but it's, gym owners did come to us and were like, this is what I need. And we said, oh, okay, yeah, let's help you do that. And what we realized was that, oh shit, like I know 100% of the time that I'm going to be able, and we are going to be able to provide insane amounts of value. Like I'm not worried about that. And what we realized was that we were providing tons of value and tons of service, but it was just in the wrong goddamn order. So we watched people sink money into work and they don't make any of their money back. And it was like, well, what was the point of this? Why did you think, why was this more important? And then all of a sudden we would drill in a little bit deeper. It would be like, oh, well, holy shit, man. Like, you've got all of these problems. You should have taken the money here that you gave to us and not given us any money. And you should have gone and done, I don't know, what, 17 other things before coming and talking to us?
Well, and that's when we got, that's when we realized we need to get out of the business of simply doing, whether it's ditch digging or admin stuff, simply doing to help people do more doing, like, was not the answer. When we started seeing, we talked about this before, but we started seeing, like, shit, this is out of order. What do we do? Well, we're paid to do this. If I jam this up now, we're not, how do we go forward? And then that's when we realized I can't, in good faith, push forward out of sequence. So now every time we see a thing, we position ourselves as the one that assembles these things in order for people. And that is kind of how we fell into this. And that's what we want to become for you guys out there is, exactly. I want to empower you and show you how to implement this and show you, how to get yourself a gym with a giant Scrooge McDuck swimming pool full of gold coins or whatever you want your gym to be. I think that we can do that. And this is all of these conversations that we're having about aligning with your values and making sure you get paid. They really are just you can have your cake and eat it too. And we're just here to help you. Like, that's kind of the vibe. Some people go, God, if I have to have more members or if I'm going to make more money, I got to be swimming in shitty coaches and clients I don't want, or I got to undercharge, or I got to overcharge, or I got to sell, or I got to oversell. It doesn't have to be all of that. Just zoom out. What do you want it to be? And let's start leaning in that direction.
Yeah. And it's not magic.
Yeah.
It wasn't like we had a magic form. It was not like we had this magic intel that nobody else had, and we were.
If we did these calls, would be a lot shorter.
It would be way different. It's like, well, it's a little bit like, and that's what we found.
I can't tell you because it's magic,
right? And I was tired of that being the feeling. I was like, well, how do you guys do this? It's like, well, like, I don't, and then I started trying to, like, how can I answer that? Because that we can do it. Like, I know how to do it, and that's where it's like. We then started putting the system into place, and then we worked ourselves with one group, and then it was successful. And then we said, that's interesting. And then we did it again. And then we did it the third time, and it exploded for this gym. And I was like, whoa, like, I think we have something here. And then the rest of the work that has been since then has been, how can I take this? And how can I take this information and how can we put it down to where now you don't need me? You don't need you. Like, it's you just need gym owners. Like, it's you have all the stuff you need. Stop having people convince you that you need to buy another goddamn software or some new lead machine. Or, for the love of God, if another gym owner talks to Tyler, to you and I, about a new CMS or AMS system or whatever the different acronyms that work, like, that somehow is going to be the solution to all your goddamn problems. We're already bald and I'm not pulling the hair out of my beard. So the reality is, like, it's insane.
The amount of the back end structure software questions that we go down to, and there's gym owners groups out there. How many times there's like, how many times is the question asked, should we go with Wattify or whatever? These are like 8-year long fucking uninteresting questions that are not relevant to your business and where it really, really, really sits, you know? And that's where we're like, get me out of these conversations.
Exactly.
I have to not have that conversation. You know, it's like, those are depressing conversations. It's like, do you think that's the difference between your business being awesome and it being the way it is now? And maybe not. That's not the piece we need to be fucking moving forward.
And there's lots of money that gets spent on convincing you, and then you hear people, and then you have folks that are marketers and this, that, and one of our most successful clients, Tyler, when he first reached out to me, do you remember? Do you know what he wanted?
I do. This is great.
He goes, hey, I didn't realize that you guys did all these things, like, on the back end of thing. I've seen you guys talking about stuff online, whatever. And he goes, I didn't realize. I said, yeah, absolutely. What do you think you need help with? He goes, I really think that we want to be able to update. I want to change the buttons on my website. You do not need to have the buttons on your website changed.
No.
And he was like, and I'm like, let's get on a call. Let me talk to you. Let's take a look at what you want to do. And it went from, well, Nick, do you really want to have the buttons changed on your website? He's like, well, no, actually what I want to do is I want to take over the world. I'm like, that's better. Now that's something we can work with. But buttons on a website, that's not the solution to your problem.
And by the way, guys, those of you listening out there, take over the world. That was real, by the way. And that also was really what he wants. I mean, he wants, in GM terminology, that's exactly what he said. And that's the thing. Someone comes to us and says, I need a new website, or I want a website, or I need somebody to post on Instagram for us, or here or there. I need a little this or that. It's like, and then when you get down to it, it's like, well, what is your gym and everything now versus what do you wish it to be? And you're asking website button questions when what you want is to just fucking upend everything and just absolutely crush it and like to transform your whole thing into whatever your model may be, but in this case like a premium, fun but awesome vibe, like, but high impact sale, great career place for coaches, like a really like moving place that is offering and doing a ton of stuff both within the gym and the community. Like when those words come out of somebody's mouth, I go, yes. You know what I mean? Yes. That is the conversation we want to be having, because those are things we can start leaning towards. I can start leaning towards that. You want me to start leaning towards website buttons? I do not care. I can't care. No. By the way, we do those things, by the way. And you know what we did? By the way, we did what? We did like 9 months of other work in and out and did all sorts of things for this client. And then we did completely rebuild the website at some point.
Right.
Right? We did. But so that's the thing. You still got new website buttons, but... I was not going to take website button money when what you want is the furthest thing from that.
Yeah, because you know you want to change. You feel it.
Yeah.
You know you want things to be different. And so what you think is you look at your friend who owns a gym over in maybe another state, and it's like, man, their website's really slick. Yeah. Like, I really love the way that cool thing looks.
Equipment in their gym. They have a reverse hyper that people put coffee cups on. Like, what?
maybe we need, they got a brand new coaches area. Like, a brand new thing. Yeah. They just built it inside. Maybe we need that. Maybe that's what we're missing. It's like, damn it.
That's no. It's so far outside no. of it's where like, we it's need like, you to be right now. It's like you need
a water bottle that reaches through the screen, sprays you in the face, and says, no, bad. And so that's what it was. And so that's where we realized we have to help gym owners be able to quickly and efficiently be able to assess where they are, where they want to go, and immediately start taking actions to go in that direction. And so that's immediately it. So it's, you got to get the blueprint, and then you need to be able to execute like a goddamn banshee. Because, because once you get that thing, once you start, it's a little bit like investing, like you've invested in yourself. So this takes time, right? And once you've put in the time and you kind of have, like, if anyone's ever built out like a kick-ass like to-do list, and you just, all of a sudden you start checking things off the list, and you're like, I'm the most productive motherfucker this side of the Mississippi. Like, I am kicking this list's ass right now. What you end up doing is that it's this weird psychological thing where you start knocking things out. And all of a sudden, what used to be scatterbrained gets a little bit clearer and a little bit clearer. And then you start getting a little bit sharper and a little bit sharper. And then by the time you're done, you're like, I know exactly what I want to do. I wanted buttons before, but now I want to fill in the blank. Like, whatever that thing is that motivates you, all of a sudden it becomes clear. And now is the time to execute and implement. And this is where, for us, it was very logical. Again, it's the goal is you don't want somebody coming in and then being successful for a little bit, and then they die on the vine. It's now, okay, the people that kick the most amount of ass, where do they need to go next? And then we realized, all right, well, once you have all your stuff where it needs to be, now it's how can you have like the most successful quarter or 3 month period inside of your gym? Like, how can we help you just crush the shit out of that?
Yeah, because once this stuff is in place, and that's things that you'll kind of see as some things roll out, the things that we're putting together here for you guys out there. But like, as things roll out, that next piece is, now that things are in place, that quarter, that kind of like quarter, like, what's the word you'd call it? Renovation, if you will. Like,
yeah.
It's a really like a true renovation of one quarter of your business. And you kind of just line it up and run through this. After you've already done the blueprint, made the money, now you're like, okay, let's see if we can really plant a flag in the dirt here. And then when you do that, you go, oof, oof. And by the way, then you have two proofs of concept for you. And I think that those two things combined will really give people, I think, the confidence that they need to really, really then start to ramp up and move very quickly towards their gym becoming exactly the thing that they always wanted it to be.
Yeah, because we spend the time with you and you spend the time sharpening all your tools, right? Getting your sights all nice and lined up. And now you've got it ready. So now it's the time to... Now it's time to play. Like, now it's time to put all that work into motion. And now, because things are so much sharper and so lined up, it's that execution is so seamless. And then the next step is like, okay, well, now you just repeat that from one quarter to the next and be able to kind of grow. And then it's like, all right, then now you've taken care of your foundation. Now you're really having in-gym stuff really flowing nicely. Then what's the next step? It's going to be like, all right, how about those members now? Like, what are we talking about? Like, how do we get more people? Because the odds are at this point, people start that rumor where we initially talked about, like, what, how do people feel? Like, rumors are going to start again. Now, manufactured by all that work you've been doing. And now it's like, who are local partners? Who are local companies that are adjacent or run parallel with my gym, my members? Who has a business that would really do well of having like a formal partnership? And now we start playing with like, what does your referral game look like? What does it look like? How are people coming to your gym? How many streams of revenue or opportunity do you have at the gym? Again, we're not talking paid ads. This is like just homegrown, organic positioning and strategy that lives in your community that you're not ready to play yet unless your tools are nice and razor sharp. Otherwise, you are literally leaving thousands and thousands of dollars on the table if you do it at a sequence.
Yeah. Well, and the next thing that falls in line is a conversation for another day. But when we get into these multiple pillars of how we're getting in influx of new members, whether it's ads, whether it's Google, whether it's Facebook, whether it's your traditional referral stuff, we have some kind of non-traditional, like community-based referral type things that we're putting together here that are my favorite thing. And I don't want, want to just tease them quickly, or I want to just tease them here. But as all of this goes through, like John talked about, we get to members. We always talk early on in this point. We're like, you don't need members. You don't need members yet. You don't need more members. You know, but members comes. Members is a requirement. People always leave, meaning there will always be a trend towards the door, right? Life happens. People come, people go, people move away. So if you never get anybody new, you will always end up with less members than you did the year before, most likely. It's the way life works. So we do have to make sure that we're keeping that together. But we have, so as you go through all these other things, in the end of all of this, we still can help you do members. But then we can make it really, really, really worth your while. But that piece is one of my favorite ones. So as you start getting past that, build your new quarter, and then when the time comes to focus on members, we do it in a very exciting and a very, like, I don't know, it's definitely our way of doing that thing. That gets me really, really, really fired up, and I like that one a lot. So get your groundwork done so we can talk to you about all this other shit, guys. That's the main thing here. John, where can we send them?
It all starts in the Facebook group. I think it is, can be cliche at times, but it's like, it's seriously, it's get into the Facebook group. You can go to hackyourgym.com and you can find, right, there's a big old button right there you can click to be able to join the group. And it's where all these conversations, literally, it's the ground floor. It's the easiest place for you to enter. Other than listening to these episodes, other than maybe sliding into our DMs and kind of blowing us up a little bit, we'll chat with you. But it's getting into the Facebook group and starting to see those discussions. Because in that group, it's you're going to have folks that either have started their journey with us, are just about to start, have successfully crushed it, you're going to see their progress. You're going to be able to see that. You'll be, it's a, it's not bait and switch. This isn't an idea where you kind of get in and meet people. It's like, this is a place that's going to be, it is engaging. You have people that are making moves and then freely sharing it, which is why this is a place that gym owners only live. And we kind of don't let in other folks.
Get in there and observe, and kind of you'll get a sense for how all this stuff will be. And you'll see what works for you, what doesn't, and how everything here can work for you. So get in that Facebook group. The link will be in the description. You can follow me on Instagram at Tyler F. and Stone. That's Tyler E-F-F-I-N Stone. Still here with the sick radio voice. John over there, how can they find you?
At JBanksFL, and that's FL as in Florida.
All right. That's on Instagram, and on Instagram for the podcast itself is
Gym Owners Podcast.
Gym Owners Podcast on Instagram. Make sure you give us a like, give us a review on all of the stuff, all the things. Share this with your favorite gym owner. Share it with anybody else in your field, colleagues, anybody else who you think could enjoy this conversation. That's got us all wrapped up. Thanks for listening, everybody, and we'll see you next week. Sick guy voice rocks for radio.
I got you out already.